So the Student Technology Leadership Program is an opportunity for students K through 12 to come join us at a state convention here at Rupp Arena and participate in a variety of learning challenges that are all technology focused, from coding activities to robotics, even to showcasing projects that they use technology to help their community or their school in some way. They come and just show us what they know, and we learn from them every year. And thousands of students have benefited from this program over the years, and it just keeps growing and getting bigger every year.
I haven't been inside, you know, the area of, I guess, where judging's going on, but I envision a lot of trifold boards with for exhibits.
Yeah, and so those exhibits really represent our showcase projects. And those showcase projects are where students take the technology and use it to influence their school or community and find a project, a passion project that's really close to their heart, and they team up and they just try to make their community better using technology. And in some of the challenge rooms, you may see people on a device working. You might see robots rolling around and participating in these challenges and trying to compete to have the best and fastest robot. But I mean, the diverse array of possibilities here at STOP, it really just shows you how much is going on in education in Kentucky when it comes to STEM education.
You've touched on it a little bit, but how might it vary for, say, young people in elementary to middle to high school in terms of what they're doing here?
Yeah, so depending on the type of challenge and depending on the grade level, we try to adjust the rubric to allow for, you know, we do have coding opportunities for challenges for lower grade levels, but their skill set may not be as advanced as the high school. And so we adjust those rubrics accordingly and make sure that we have something that is to the level of those students so that they can have success. But really, it's not necessarily about the challenge and who's going to win. It's about building the passion and building the excitement around it so that they can go back to their school and say, I want to learn more about this. And that's how we can gain more diverse offerings in our school when it comes to STEM, computer science, or engineering education. And we can make sure that our students have the capacity to be competitive in the next generation of the economic structure.
Speaking with Dr. Sean Jackson, the K-12 computer science lead in the Department of Education in Frankfort. So, Dr. Jackson, I guess, how can this, you've talked about the, you know, the community benefits, so how can some of the what's going on here benefit communities across Kentucky?
Really, I think what it shows is if you look at who's coming in to judge, it's not just teachers, it's community members, it's parents, industry professionals, entities such as Awesome Inc. here in Lexington. They bring an exhibit here to try to build the passion and capacity for students. Most of our higher education institutions, UK, NKU, they all have their own challenges where they bring their people. And so getting everyone to come to a common stage and see what these students are doing, it helps us build the conversation to make our communities more focused on the jobs of tomorrow and be able to give our students the capacity to be leaders in that community.
You know, you've mentioned coding a couple of times, mm-hmm. and it's a term that people have heard, and yet I'm sure there are a lot of people, and I count myself among them, that don't exactly know it fully what it is. So explain that a little bit.
So most of our programming challenges come with a prompt. They say we need to have a program that, you know, let's say calculates compounding interest on such and such, and they have the parameters that they have to meet. They can code in different languages, or they may have specific programming languages that they address, but they come up with the script and the program and the idea to implement that, and we see if it runs, if it meets all the requirements of it. So the code, while computer science has computer programming embedded in it, of course, that's what we all think of when we think of computer science, but computer science is also a mindset of problem solving and using technology to solve the world's problems in different ways.
And STEM is, again, not a new term, but when I'm thinking years ago when it you've kind of first heard it, it was like trying to keep up internationally. I think that was a focus. So how would you say our students in Kentucky are doing now in terms of that?
Oh, I think as the conversation surrounding STEM education develops, the basis that we've set in the state of Kentucky, whether it's through our Kentucky Academic Standards for Technology or our Kentucky Academic Standards for Computer Science, that bring in a lot of these thought processes that we're seeing the kids display here. I think in Kentucky, we've always been a leader in the technology field when it comes to education. First to have internet, we have wide-ranging one-to-ones. We have a robust infrastructure of networking with our chief information officers. So I think the state of our education when it comes to STEM is far and above what we see in some other states. Do we have growth that we need to have? Of course. But I think that when you come and see what the students are actually doing and implementing, you will be amazed by the possibilities our students have before them.
Dr. Sean Jackson, K-12 Computer Science Lead for the Department of Education, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.